Speaking of comedian Kevin Hart, his ex-wife Torrey claims that he cheated on her with his current girlfriend Aniko. So then he tweeted that his girl had nothing to do with the divorce, and he said, guess giving a woman $20,000 a month and still being there and being a good father isn't enough.
Wow.
So his ex-wife insisted that despite what he says and the time frames don't add up, that she was his mistress and was one of the reasons that they family broke up. What do you think, Phaedra?
Well, I mean, I've been watching this story, and I know that they're shooting the Atlanta X's now, and I'm I know a lot of the girls that are on the show. But I just think it's unfortunate because it looks like he's really got a good relationship with this lady. They've been together for 2 years. And however, we all know woman scorn is definitely a woman scorn. So I think she might have a little feelings for him.
Maybe. You know, a little bit of bitterness there, maybe?
Possibly.
Possibly. Another Atlanta ex who you might know, Usher's wife, Tamika. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, I know Miss Tamika, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, she said she had a secret liposuction in Brazil, which almost
killed
her.
Well, it was secret. We knew about it here, yeah.
Oh, y'all knew about it. She called
it
a secret.
Well, it made the news. It made the news because she got very sick. I think she had some complications.
She said she almost died, and that could have led to the divorce because she said Usher was embarrassed and that she did a lot of dumb stuff and was a B. I felt like she's feeling really guilty in this situation.
Well, you know, I've known Tamika. I met her when she was with her first husband, Ryan Glover. And, you know, we're not extremely close or anything like that. We've always been in the same circle. But, I mean, she's from Oakland. And, I mean, I would hope you wouldn't get divorced about liposuction. That seems a little
Were you familiar with them
shallow.
During the relationship?
No, I don't know nothing about the business now. Oh, okay. I don't know nothing about the personal business now. I don't do all that.
Okay. Mm-mm. In Ratchet Reality News, Phaedra, your read of Kenya during the reunion has gone viral.
And while she's sitting around, running around, talking about my husband and the father of my children, and she spends her weekends peddling through sperm banks, looking through catalogs to try to find a donor, honey, you don't know if your baby dad will be an axe murderer or a child molester, because what you will know is that he needed $10 to get him a medium-sized pizza so he ejaculated in a cup so you could have a kid. Now check that.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, you went really hard.
Was that planned? Where did that come from?
Well, it was not planned. Obviously, we don't know what people are going to ask us at the reunion. But, I mean, Kenya has been a source of just aggravation for quite some time. And I have let her slide so many times on crap she says on the show, crap she says in interviews. And I really don't keep her name in my mouth because she's really not that relevant to me.
Well, you
know,
shut
her down.
Because I have
many jobs.
I don't know how she could ever come back from that.
You shut her down in that quote. And we got so much more going on with you. If you want to talk to Phaedra, call us right now, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. I'm bringing that shit hot off the wire. So much more coming next hour. Tweet me at 2PrettyBritty and at RussPARSHOW.